Advent International and the Singapore Government Investment Corporation, GIC, will bid $4 billion in a joint offer for Unilever's tea portfolio, according to a report by Sky News. The Advent GIC consortium is competing with at least six other large private equity firms that hope to acquire fabled tea brands such as Lipton Yellow Label, PG Tips, Lipton Iced Tea, Australia-based T2, Tazo, Puka Herbs, and several other regional brands. Unilever will retain its most profitable tea holdings in India and Indonesia, as well as the Lipton-PepsiCo partnership in the U.S. Bloomberg estimates Unilever's entire tea business to be worth $5.7 billion. Other bidders expected to meet next week's deadline are the Dhabi Investment Authority, KKR, and Clayton, Dubier, and Rice. Business Insight. In a July earnings call, Unilever CEO Alan Jope said, quote, "The balance of Unilever's tea brands and geographies and all of our tea estates have a very exciting future. But this potential can be best achieved, we believe, as a separate entity," end quote. The divestiture is expected to conclude by the end of the year. The Terai Indian Planters Association, TIPA, and the Darjeeling Tea Association, DTA, are seeking a blanket ban on the import of Nepal tea. DTA Chairman B.K. Saria complained to the West Bengal Chief Minister that a decline in production from 9.5 million kilos to 6 million kilos in 2020 and rising cost has affected both the domestic market and exports. Quote, "The crisis has been further compounded by the sale of deceptive Nepal tea being sold in the Indian market as Darjeeling tea," he wrote. "Immediate action is essential to save the industry's 87 registered gardens," he said. Nepal is a landlocked tea producer that relies on India's much more developed tea industry for re-export, shipping about 70 million kilos there in the past 4 years, according to the Tea Board of India. Tea Board data shows that only 27 million kilos has been re-exported during this time, making it likely that 43 million kilos were sold domestically, exempt from import duties and in direct competition with Darjeeling producers. Teas exported from India pay a 40% tariff to enter Nepal, but Nepal pays no tariffs to ship tea to India due to terms of the South Asian Free Trade Agreement. Quote, "Nepal tea is sold at a much cheaper rate than the Darjeeling cup as its cost of production is very low owing to rampant use of child labor and gross violation of labor laws," according to DTA. DTA advisor Sandeep Mukherjee told the Times of India that, quote, "Unless import of Nepal tea into India is banned, the livelihood of those dependent on it would be at risk and may reach a point of no return where more tea gardens in the hill would shut down," end quote. Biz Insight. Indian efforts to limit Nepal tea imports have ebbed and flowed over the past decade. In May 2020, India halted tea shipments from Nepal for several weeks by imposing non-tariff barriers tied to sanitation and quality control. India growers complain that bulk tea shipments do not require a label of origin, FSSAI food safety compliance, or rigorous customs checks. Price induces tea brands such as Tata Consumer Products and bulk exporters to rely on Nepal to supply India's domestic blenders, but do not purchase direct. Sales of herbal supplements in the U.S. grew at 17% in 2020, exceeding $10 billion in sales for the first time. The total excludes brewed teas, but includes green tea powders marketed as supplements. The 2020 Herb Market Report, released annually by the American Botanical Council using transaction data from SPINS, reveals sales in the mass market channel grew by 25% to $2.1 billion in 2020. Direct sales, including online, grew 24%, about twice the rate reported in 2019. Sales in traditional natural and health food stores grew 1.6% to $2.95 billion. Elderberry, known for its immune-boosting properties, was the top seller along with apple cider vinegar and ashwagandha. Sales of elderberry grew by 150% to $275 million in mass market and $54 million in the natural food channel. CBD sales plummeted 37% to $57 million in the natural channel and declined 30% in mainstream outlets during the first year of the pandemic, the first decline in sales since 2017. Sales of dry and bottled green tea soared in mainstream outlets last year, but sales of green tea supplements declined 7.9% in 2020, falling to $31 million and 13th rank among the top-selling herbal supplements, according to Spins. Business Insight. U.S. consumers spent more than ever on herbal dietary supplements for immune health and stress relief in 2020, according to the report. Quote, during a year in which much was out of control, many consumers seemed to take control of their own health and prioritize self-care with herbal and fungi-based dietary supplements. As the pandemic stretches into its 20th month, it remains to be seen whether these trends and record-breaking sales will continue in 2021. End quote. Download the full report free at t-biz.com 2020 Herbal Market Report.